Dolphins go without a huddle on this second and 10. Moore is in the shotgun. Pressure off the edge. Moore feels that, steps up, and when he does, he steps right into a sack of Von Miller. Von Miller, the sack at the 40. That is his sixth sack of the year. And the rookie out of Texas A&M with another big play for the Broncos defense. This is the 11th play of the drive for the Dolphins, their best of the day. Play fake. Moore rolls to his right, being chased, throws, pass caught, and that's going to be a Miami touchdown. That is the tight end, Anthony Fasano, the six-year tight end out of Notre Dame, hauling in the 16-yard touchdown pass. Andre Goodman was in the vicinity. The first touchdown of the game by either team, and it extends the Dolphins' lead to 12-0. Carpenter's attempt will be spotted far hash at the 33, this attempt of 43 yards. Snap placement. Carpenter has it on its way, and Dan Carpenter for the third time today is perfect. This from 43 yards out, and it extends the Dolphins' lead to 15-0 with 7:34 to go in the fourth. Tebow on the gun, takes a snap, throws on the run, pass caught. Matthew Willis is inside the 30. Willis is inside the 25. Willis inside the 20 to the 15. He pulled down from behind at the 11 by Tyrone Culver. There's the biggest play of the day for the Broncos offense, and now you've got the offensive linemen trying to sprint down as fast as they can. The clock is at 3:46, 3:45. 15-0 Miami. A gain of 44 yards. Noshon now resets wide right, so three receivers left, two right. Tebow's in the gun by himself. Looks in the end zone. Look out, Tim. Spins away from one would-be tackler. Now throws on the run. Pass caught. Demaryius Thomas, touchdown. What a terrific move by Tim Tebow, and what a great catch by Demaryius Thomas, 2 yards deep in the end zone. And that, with 2:44 to go, the first points of the game for the Broncos. Broncos with six players outside the numbers to the left. Prater has it teed up that way. Try to bounce it, one bounce and up in the air. Prater with the kick. It is high up into the air. It's going to be fielded by one of the Dolphins. And I think the ball is loose. And Denver has the football. The Broncos have this thing at the Denver 44. Somebody just took that away from one of the Dolphin players. And the guy who gets up with the football is Virgil Green, the rookie tight end. Three receivers left. Willis wide right. Tebow again in the gun. Four-man rush again. Tim looks right. Now sets, throws. Pass is going to be caught by Fells inside the five, the catch of the game. Daniel Fells with the catch, spotted at the three-yard line. First down and goal, Denver. The clock is running with 39 seconds to go. Kevin Burnett on the coverage. 15-7 Miami. 25 seconds to go in the game. Second down and goal from the Dolphin 3. Again, Miami bunches at the line of scrimmage. Tebow's under center this time. Design roll to the left side. Tebow sets, throws. Backside. This is going to be Fells. Fells is going to walk into the end zone. Denver touchdown. Design screenplay, Tebow rolled to his left, stopped, threw back across the field to Daniel Fells, and the Broncos, with 17 seconds to go after the 3-yard completion from Tebow to Fells, are a successful 2-point conversion away from a tie. 15-7 Miami, 25 seconds to go in the game, second down and goal from the Dolphin 3. Again, Miami bunches at the line of scrimmage. Tebow's under center this time. Design roll to the left side. Tebow sets, throws. Backside. This is going to be Fells. Fells is going to walk into the end zone. Denver touchdown. Design screenplay. Tebow rolled to his left, stopped, threw back across the field to Daniel Fells. And the Broncos, with 17 seconds to go, after the 3-yard completion from Tebow to Fells, are a successful 2-point conversion away from a tie.
You know what? You just got to love it. You really do.
But it's exciting. If nothing else, the fourth quarters are certainly exciting. And
It was 15-0 with 7:34 to go in this game.
Yeah.
And at that point, the Broncos had really done absolutely nothing on offense. Dolphins go with the jumbo set now. One receiver, Brandon Marshall, wide right. Double tight end set, I-backs. Fasano from right will come in motion left. See if they run that way. Nope, they run right, and it's not going to be a first down. Denver's defense has got a huge stop there. Daniel Thomas took the handoff on the right side, but great penetration. Mario Hagan was there. And the Dolphins are going to have to punt the football in overtime after a minute's worth of action. Matt Moore drops the throw. Pressure on the way. Moore slides. He's going to be hit, and the ball is free. The ball is free back at the 35-yard line. DJ Williams knocked it out of the hands of quarterback Matt Moore, and now there is a mad scramble. No signal yet. They're trying to uncover. No signal yet. The ball is free at the 35, and somebody under a mass of humanity has it. Denver's wow. Football. DJ Williams with the game's biggest turnover, knocking the ball out of the hands of quarterback Matt Moore, and the Broncos have the football at the Dolphins' 35-yard line. An attempt to win the game from 52 yards out for Matt Prater. The holder is Britton Colquitt, the snapper Lonnie Paxton. Snap, placement, kick on the way. Prater with plenty of leg, and it is good! Matt Prater from 52 yards out is money. And the Broncos, in the most improbable fashion, have come from behind in the fourth quarter and overtime as Prater is lifted to the shoulders of his teammates in the middle of the field. The Broncos have come from behind and beaten the Dolphins for the first time in franchise history in Florida, 18-15.
He thumped that kick. That kick went above the uprights there. I mean, that would have been good from 65 yards. Never a doubt. Congratulations to Matt Prater. Redemption after two missed field goals earlier in the game. And congratulations to Tim Tebow and the rest of the Broncos.
I mean, he hit that thing like a two iron.